halashing for halas? Want to bri or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagatti for SN Fresen Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m. where it's all about the food.
Hi and welcome to the SN Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the kosher butcher's wife, here with you every second Tuesday, alternating with Adrian Bagatti. And we bring you recipes for the Chagim, for Shabbos, and everyday eating. So what are we going to be discussing this week? So it's quite an exciting week because we have leftovers from Pesach that we need to use up. We've got Shavuot around the corner. I can't believe it. We've just finished Pesach and now we've got Shavuot. And what else have I got on the show? Lovely recipes, a nice milchik recipe for you. I know Adrian gave you a recipe last week for a non-dairy cheesecake for Shavuot. So this week I'll be sharing something else, something different, a nice milchik recipe that you can either eat before the Yontif meal or during the day. Because as we all know, you have to eat meat on Yontif, don't we? Anyway, so I'll share a couple of recipes with you, milchik recipes. But also, very exciting, we have got a guest on the show by the name of Debbie Utian. And she has just launched a new company, which is called Time Matters, spelled T-H-Y-M-E, Matters. And so that dreaded question, what shall I make for supper tonight, will be a thing of the past with Debbie. Okay, she'll be in the studio to talk to us, and feel free to contact us because we are live from the Chai FM studios. On our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019 and the SMS number is 34519. So I think we can start with, before we go to a break, with some little bit of what's left over, what's still left in the Pesach cupboard that, you know, we don't have to throw out, because at certain times of the year we only get mandarins, and that's at Pesach time. I think we only get teriyaki sauce. I'm not sure. I think a South African company has bought those out, but we do get teriyaki sauce at this time of the year. And every year my husband says to me, sure, we are not going overboard this year. We are going to go easy. We are going to get what we need. Anyway, but I didn't go overboard. I got exactly what we did need. In fact, we still had to buy another box of matzah, but I did buy some mandarins and some teriyaki sauce and things like that, and extra tuna. So I will be sharing a tuna cake recipe. I'll be sharing some Shavuot recipes with you. What else will I be sharing? Oh, lots of things. After the break, I'll come back to you with some lovely recipes.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
I'm Sharon Lurie, the kosher butcher's wife, and I'm bringing you a couple of recipes. I think we're going to start with leftovers from Pesach. So whilst talking about Pesach, I actually had a call from someone saying that her falafel biscuits tasted delicious. I posted some falafel biscuits on my site for Pesach, and she said that hers looked a little milchik, okay, a little pale. And I know a lot of people actually like to make these biscuits during the year because they are gluten-free. So let me explain why we don't get that lovely wheaty golden color. I mean, think about it. If you go into a field and you see wheat growing, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a brown and it's got this lovely caramel sort of color to it. And then, okay, yes, it is milled into white flour, but let's have a look at where potato starch comes from. Basically, white boring old potatoes, coconut flour, white coconuts, tapioca, white. It's that's actually from the root of the cassava plant. And all the other gluten-free flours like corn flour, rice flour, I mean, you think about rice, it's also boring and white. So you can't actually expect your beautiful Pesach biscuits to look and have that caramel glow that flour has. But I spoke to a professional about this, and she actually said to me that wheat flour actually contains amino acids and glucose that help with the melanoidin reaction. Okay, so that helps it. You know, you hear about melatonin and that kind of thing. That it helps with the browning action. So I said to her, okay, so what can I do next year? She said, well, you know what? Why don't you just paint the biscuits with a little bit of glucose water, or mix a bit of honey and water together and just paint it over so that it won't look so milchic, as my friend said. Anyway, now, I got a phone call towards, it was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine, Rochelle, who said, Sharon, I have so many tins of tuna left over, please help me. And I'm sure a lot of you do have a lot of tins of tuna left over, because that's something that will never ever go to waste. But she wanted to use them over Yontif, the last 2 days of Yontif. So I racked my brain and I do what I love doing, and I started experimenting. So here is Rochelle Friedman's recipe. I now call them tuna cakes a la Rochelle. And they really are, as my grandchildren would say, scrumdiddlyumptious. So you will need, for Rochelle's tuna cakes, 2 tablespoons of oil for frying. Okay, that's just for frying the onions in. We're going to grate the onions and we're going to fry them. You'll need one small onion, as I said, finely grated, 3 tins of tuna, drained, about 2 tablespoons of fresh parsley. You can add a bit more if you want. 2 eggs, about 1/4 cup of mayonnaise. I would say 3 tablespoons, yeah, to 1/4 cup. 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, or we use matzah meal for her recipe. Salt and pepper. I mean, you can use matzah meal all year round. Depends. You can actually use corn flakes, or you can use gluten-free crumbs if you want to keep it gluten-free. So we fry the grated onion in a little bit of oil, remove it from the stove and just let it cool down on the side. And while it's cooling, you drain the tuna. So you remove all the excess liquid, whether it's oil or water, just drain it. And then you add to that 2 lightly beaten eggs. 2 tablespoons of the fresh parsley, or a little more if you want, 3 tablespoons of mayo, and your breadcrumbs, matzah meal, or whatever crumbs you want to use, a little bit of salt and pepper, and bring it all together, and roll it with wet hands into little fish balls. You can flatten them if you want while you're frying them, and just fry them until they're lovely and golden brown. So, that was my Pesach treat. With my leftovers. And one other thing I did have was teriyaki sauce. So, and my mandarins, of course. Now, mandarins, I mean, you can throw into any fruit salad. They're delicious. But you can actually use it on this teriyaki chicken. Now, I can never understand why it's called teriyaki chicken. I mean, it's so yummy. How can you call it teriyaki? Anyway, so this is my yummy chicken. Made with just a few of the ingredients left over from Pesach. And what you'll need is 1 kilo of thigh chicken schnitzel. I find thigh chicken schnitzel a lot more moist and doesn't dry out so quickly. You'll also need 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 tin of mandarins, 2 tablespoons of sugar or sugar substitute, 1/3 cup of the teriyaki sauce, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of freshly crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon of freshly grated ginger, and 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. dissolved in 3/4 cup of cold water. And don't forget, you have to dissolve the mezzino, the cornstarch, in cold water, not in hot water, otherwise it won't dissolve. So in a bowl, you add the canola oil to the chicken thighs. You just want them to get, you know, little, covered in a little bit of oil. And you heat up your grill. I mean, you can braise these if you want to. Otherwise, just heat up your frying pan. And you fry or you braise these for about 3 to 4 minutes aside. Preheat your oven quite high to about 200 degrees. And then while the chicken is cooking, place the mandarin juice, the sugar, the teriyami sauce, lemon juice, garlic, ginger, and the water with the dissolved cornstarch mixture all into a small saucepan, and then bring it to the boil until it starts to thicken. And then you place the brown chicken into a roasting dish, a small roasting dish. You don't want it to be too big because otherwise your liquid and your sauce is going to evaporate. So you place the chicken into a small roasting dish, cover it with the sauce and the drained mandarins, and you bake it for about 25 to 30 minutes until it starts, the dish starts to bubble and the mandarins start to turn a golden brown. And then just before serving, this is optional, but it is delicious. Just before serving, sprinkle this with fresh coriander and cashew nuts, and you just serve it on a bed of rice. So it's as simple as that. So that's your leftover teriyami sauce. And do we have time before we go to a break? Are we going to a break now? I think let's go to a break because I have another, and it's quite a long recipe. And I hope you'll come back with your pens and papers and get ready for a lovely milchik soup.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Hi, you're tuned into the Essen Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the kosher butcher's wife, and we've been talking about leftovers or anything that we've got in our cupboards left over from Pesach, what to do with them, how to use them. There was one thing that I forgot to mention, and this is the only thing my husband can pick me out about because it was... There was a wonderful product that I bought this Pesach, and when I went to the freezer section, I saw these beautiful white packets of all these beautiful frozen fruits, and I thought, oh, perfect. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to blend it in my blender, a little bit of a tablespoon or two of boiling water, and I'm going to make a sorbet. So I got two packets. I got the strawberry, and I got... I think the pineapple, actually three maybe, the blueberry. And I decided I was going to make a layered sorbet. But somebody else, and so I can't be blamed for not making it, but somebody else bought me a lovely sorbet, a tri-layered sorbet from my friend Jellica's, which was absolutely delicious. But all you need to do, and this is not just with these Pesach frozen fruit, all you need to do is take any frozen fruit that you think is looking, you know, could be getting a little old. Stick it into the freezer, cut it up, pineapples, anything, bananas, whatever you want, stick it onto a tray and individually freeze it, and then stick it into Ziploc bags and stick it back into the freezer so that you've always got cut up fruit and you can make beautiful sorbets with them. So you cut up the fruit, you freeze it, and then you blend the frozen fruit. Now you can add other things to it. I mean, you can add lemon juice if you want. You can add artificial sugar to it, artificial flavorings. You can add honey if you want. And you can just create lovely recipes, or you can make smoothies out of them. I've got a beautiful, my birthday, what do they call those bullet things? Oh, it's wonderful. I have smoothie breakfast most mornings. Okay, now the moment you've been waiting for, the French onion soup. Okay, so I can go into a whole long story about this about French onion soup, about gratiné. Now, I know my sister-in-law will shoot me for pronouncing all these beautiful French words incorrectly, but I know that everybody seems to think that when they see something au gratin, it is actually covered in cheese. Well, apparently this is not true. Because French for cheese, when you think about it, is fromage. And when we talk about potatoes au gratin, we think it has to have cheese on or cream or something like that. No, they say, I don't want to start confusing everybody who's had gratin on their lips as cheese for the past 40 years. So you can keep it as, your au gratin as cheese. Or you can serve it, my French onion soup, parve. Now, if you're going the milchic route, which is, the best route, I have to admit, then you have to have it with cheese. So, I'll be giving you the options in this recipe. Now, some say, okay, pastry on the top. Others say toasted baguette, rubbed with a little bit of garlic. Others say plain baguette, not toasted. I did pastry. And I put lots of this and lots of cheese on. And whichever way you make it, remember one thing. They say that it's a perfect dish for broken hearts and hangovers. Okay, so now, here are the ingredients. And actually, I have to tell you how this came about. We were all sitting on Friday night, and everybody was talking about French onion soup. And, oh, this is the best French onion soup. And in Monaco they had the best French onion soup, and this one said in Paris at Café de Paris. Well, I haven't eaten these soups at any of these places. My son-in-law has eaten at Café de Paris, so I just said, okay, I'm going to make it, and you're going to tell me whether I can compete with Café de Paris. I know I can't, but anyway, here's the recipe. We need 8 large onions. Okay, now this looks a lot and sounds like a lot, but remember, onions really reduce down to almost nothing. So we need 8 large onions, peeled, and then cut them in half, and you slice them up like semicircular rings. 2 tablespoons, now I'm going the milchic route, 2 tablespoons butter, but you can use non-dairy margarine if you want, plus 2 tablespoons of oil, because the butter tends to burn the onions. So the oil will help that cook. And then you need 2 heaped tablespoons of flour or mezzina. If you want to keep it gluten-free, then just use mezzina. 1/2 cup of dry white wine. Now, it must be dry white wine because you want to offset the sweetness of the onions with the dry white wine. Or you can use, I suppose if you don't want to use wine, you can use 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Then you can also, we need 1 liter of parve chicken stock. Because remember, we began the milk route. Or you can use vegetable stock if you want to. So you can take 3 cubes, because I know they come in packets of 3. Take 3 cubes and dissolve them in 1 liter of boiling water. And then you'll also need an additional liter of water. You'll need 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme, or 1.5 teaspoons dried. If you can, and if you're really prepared to check the thyme nicely, the thyme, then you can, I would definitely go with fresh thyme. I have it growing in my garden, and it really takes the soup to another level. You'll also need 2 bay leaves, and for my recipe, a roll of puff pastry. I think they're 400 and 450 grams of puff pastry. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to peel and slice the onions by cutting them in half and then slicing them into semicircular rings. Then we're going to place the butter and oil into a heavy based pot. So I have a La Creuset that I inherited 30 years ago, and I just thought I have to use a French dish to make this French soup. And I inherited it from an auntie when I got married, and boy, is this amazing, this dish. Anyway, this pot, sorry. So to that, add all the onions to your big pot, heavy base pot, and fry them until they're soft and slightly caramelized, but you don't want to allow them to burn, whatever you do. Okay, the secret to a good onion soup is that beautiful caramelized onion. And then you sprinkle flour over the top, or mezzina, but I mean, you're going to put pastry on top. You're going to put bread on top. So I suppose you can't really keep it gluten-free unless you're using gluten-free bread. And then you add the wine Okay, so you mix it, you sprinkle the flour on top, mix it very well, add the wine, making sure that it's a dry white wine, as I said, because you want to balance out the sweetness of the onions. And you just scrape the onions off the bottom. This is called deglazing, as I've said many times before, where you're just basically scraping up all those lovely bits off the bottom of the pot. And remember, no burning. Okay, then we add the chicken stock or your vegetable stock or whatever stock you want to use. We add another liter of water, the herbs, the bay leaves. Now, the herbs and the bay leaves, you can actually tie up in a little muslin cloth if you want to. Then it saves you digging around the soup looking for all the leaves, and which is quite easy to do. You can also... I don't like to add the seasoning, the salt and the pepper too early, because remember, you're reducing this, so it does become quite intense, and you're going to be taking on the flavors from the cubes and, you know, from the wine. So just let it, bring it to the boil, and then you'd reduce the heat, and I would allow it to simmer just for about an hour with the lid lying loosely on top to allow for some evaporation. And then you can test it and see whether it needs a little bit of salt. I know it should need some black pepper, ground black pepper. But in the meantime, while it's simmering and you've got about half an hour left, preheat your oven to 400. Now, I know that this is quite high, but we are going to be baking the soup, and we're going to pour the soup while it's still hot into your oven-proof soup bowls. And then you're going to cover it with a layer of pastry. So you're going to roll out your pastry, not too thin, because you want a nice little crust on top. And remember that it's going to hold all that lovely cheese. And remember that when you turn your bowl over to cut it around the pastry, you need an extra little bit, about a centimeter and a half around, so that you can place it on top of the rim, which needs to be wet, and then overlap it on the sides. Okay, because remember that pastry does shrink when you put it into the oven. So you do need that little bit of an overlap pressed against the side of your soup bowl. And now this is where, if you want to go the whole cheese route, you just add all those beautiful grated cheeses, the parmesans, also all those lovely cheeses that they bring in from America, you can add that. Or if you want to keep it pareve, then just paint the pastry with egg wash. Egg wash is one egg and the eggshell, about 2 tablespoons of water. Mix it together and paint it on top of the pastry. And then just bake it in the oven until it's golden brown, and you eat it immediately. Okay, so it's a bit difficult maybe to make it on Shabbos, but we can certainly make it for Yom Tov. So that is my French soup, onion soup, with lots and lots of cheese for Shavuot. And I hope I've given you a few ideas what to make, how to use up some of your dishes that you have, spare ingredients that you have from Pesach. And now our guest is going to be joining us in the studio. I'm very excited to be chatting to Debbie Utian, who has just started her new company, Time Matters. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm very excited about this. As I said to everybody, we don't have to go, oh, it's supper anymore.
That's the intention.
Okay, so what is Time Matters?
So Time Matters is a new business which starts on the 25th of March this year. It's a similar concept to You Cook, but kosher, and without the restrictions of subscriptions and memberships. You can order whenever you want, as little and as many times a week as you wish. It's an online kosher meal kit delivery service business,
yeah,
which offers customers a convenient way to enjoy nutritious, kosher, and delicious home-cooked meals without having to plan for it. It's a mix of meal planning, grocery shopping, meal portioning, and recipe discovering, allowing our customers to cook like a chef without the hassle.
Okay.
So in a nutshell, we're giving you everything you need to make a meal, except the chef, because that's you.
Yes, and your husband, and your partner.
Exactly.
Everybody can come into the kitchen, and your children and your grandchildren. I mean, whoever wants to come to the kitchen.
More the merrier.
More the merrier. Exactly. Okay. And where did this idea come from? What made you think about doing this wonderful concept?
So I came across a YouCook advert. I'm not actually even sure where, but it caught my eye and I thought, gee, this is a great concept.
Right.
If only it was kosher. And then I thought again and I thought, well, why not make it kosher? At that stage, yes, it was really only a thought until a few weeks later I was at a Shabbos dinner table. And as often happens, the conversation was about sharing recipes and just generally how bored everyone is with their cooking, especially during the week when life is busy. Someone actually mentioned that some nights dinner can consist of a toasted cheese sandwich because there was no time to fit in a day's work, kids' extramurals, fitness and homework, and still take care of planning a meal, shopping and making dinner. It was then that I decided this idea was a great opportunity and I really wanted to take this further.
Okay, so now, it is going to be kosher certified, but I suppose, I mean, you giving everybody the food, the food is coming from, I mean, they've all got the Beth Din stamps on. And so what's the story now with the Beth Din? Are you going to try and get it under the Beth Din?
So, Sharon, as we stand at the moment, all the produce and ingredients in the meal kits are raw and 100% kosher.
Right.
The meat, chicken and fish are delivered to you in the original kosher certified packaging from the supplier.
Right.
However, where kosher ingredients are pre-measured and repackaged, although they are kosher, they will not be delivered with the certified heksher, as Thai Matters kit itself is currently not certified. It is our 100% intention to be kosher certified. We have met with the kashrut department and we are in the process of getting that certification.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
but I suppose, you know what, if it's something like that you have to pre-measure, like, I don't know, a cup of flour.
Spices.
Most people have got them in the cupboards anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but our kit comes with all the ingredients.
But your kit comes with it, so, okay. That's fantastic. So now, what is the raison d'etre of Thai Matters? I love the name. T-H-Y-M-E Matters. Okay.
So everyone loves a home-cooked meal, but a lot of people either don't have the time to prepare a meal, or they perhaps find cooking intimidating and challenging. Thai Matters' purpose is to make it easy to cook innovative, delicious, and healthy kosher meals for family and friends.
Okay, so now, how would it work? I hear this on the radio and I get all excited. I mean, have you got a website? Where can people contact you?
Yes, so it is an online business.
Yes.
The meals are posted on our website, which is www.thymatters. Time is in the herb, T-H-Y-M-E. And this website is updated each week.
Ah.
We offer a minimum of 5 different meals for you to choose from. And there will always be at least 1 meat meal, a chicken meal, a vegetarian and a fish option to select from. Each meal also comes in a selection of 3 different portion sizes. So you can select a meal for a family of 2, a family of 4, or a family of 6. And once you have selected your meals and portion sizes, you complete an order form, which is sent directly to us. We then receive your order and email you an invoice. On receipt of payment, we prepare your kit, which includes all the ingredients you need to make the meal of your choice. All the ingredients are pre-measured and packaged so that when you're ready to cook, all you do is add the ingredients literally from your box to your pot. We also send you a step-by-step, really easy-to-follow recipe card. And best of all, this is all delivered to your door in a branded, insulated box to guarantee freshness during transit.
Wow, this is, it just sounds, it's so exciting. I mean, there's so much fun to be had in the kitchen. And here you're giving everybody everything they need. We don't even have to go to the shops again.
That would be nice.
It's been such fun. I mean, really, I think it's absolutely great. So now, so you've started already doing it. So what has some of the recipes been? Some of the recipes and boxes that you've sent out.
So we've had chickenish potato. We've got a spinach pasta, spinach and mushroom pasta, which is a milkic meal.
Yes.
We've got salmon in a rocket dressing sauce, which is delicious. We've got hake in a yogurt sauce.
Wow.
We try to do different meals, so not your regular. Also, they are regular, so there's spaghetti bolognese on plan for one of the weeks.
Have you taken on anybody with allergies?
So the beauty of this product is that when you go online, all the ingredients in the box are listed. So if you've got a kid, if you fancy a meal, if you look at the ingredients and you see that there's peanuts or whatever in it and there's an allergy, you wouldn't go for that meal.
Right.
Or because it's everything's packed separately, you've also got the option to cook the meal but leave out the ingredient where there's an allergy.
Okay, so let me just get this right. So there's 5 meals. Okay, and that is your choice for the week. Those five meals. Can you order one meal a week?
Absolutely. So that's where it's very different from You Cook. You don't, there's no subscriptions. There's no membership. We don't say you have to order every week 3 meals a week. So you can order once this week. You can order all the meals the following week. It's really whenever you want to. You can dip in and dip out as you wish.
Okay. So that makes it a lot easier. And then, and as you say, every week, are you putting new things on, or will there still be the standard ones that you have and a couple of new ones, or how?
Yes, so it's a little bit of both. A very popular meal, if by request, will be repeated.
Right.
We normally leave one or two on from the previous week. What we have found, I mean, it's only been a short while of doing this, but what we found is that people do like their regular weeknight meals.
Yes.
So if there's a family favorite of chicken and potatoes and a green salad, and that was a hit in the home, people do want to repeat it next week or the week thereafter. So we will repeat a meal.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, so after the break, we'll come back to Debbie and Time Matters.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back to the Essen Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the Kosher Butcher's wife, and I have in front of me a very beautiful young lady, Debbie Utien, who's just started her business, a new business, last month called Time Matters. And as she explained to us, it's an online kosher meal kit delivery service, which offers the customers just a convenient and nutritious, kosher, delicious home-cooked meals without having to plan for it, without having to worry for it. All you have to do is cook it, or when the box arrives, you can give it to your children and say, here are children, your turn to cook, or here are husband, your turn to cook tonight. So this is a wonderful concept. And Debbie, who's your customer base? Who are you reaching out to? Who's your market?
So that's a very interesting question, because when I started thinking about this business, I thought the customers would be limited to the busy moms and the moms who don't enjoy cooking. But I was wrong. A meal kit is really a saving grace for so many. For newlyweds who are starting off with a basic kitchen and limited cooking experience, for people living alone and the elderly, for the mom who has a great passion for cooking, but he's feeling a little bit bored with the usual weeknight meals and looking for a bit of a break or even inspiration. And then, of course, for the working moms and dads, be it working at the office or working all day running around with the kids. It's also great for parents who are traveling or away from home to know that everything is sorted with dinner. You know, they can pick a meal beforehand and we'll deliver their box for their children or their family member, or even the domestic helper to cook the meal for them.
So what time does it arrive?
So when you order, you can actually opt for whatever time you want.
Oh, I see. It's on the website already.
Yes, it's on the website. You can determine your time and whatever day. So you could order a meal today and say, I only want it on Thursday or Friday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's when we'll deliver your kit to you.
Fantastic. And so, I mean, I know what the benefits are. You know what the benefits are. In fact, most of you out there know the benefits of this. But tell us the benefits of this.
So it really all is about time, as our name says.
Yes.
When all your ingredients are pre-measured and at your fingertips, you save on prepping and cooking time, making it efficient, easy, and enjoyable. You know, the most frustrating thing is starting to cook only to find out that you don't have a main ingredient. Mm. If you're anything like me, I hate having to get back into the car after I thought I had done my last extramural lift. All the shopping is also done for you. You don't have to stress about parking and queues or running from store to store to look for an ingredient. Time Matters takes care of all the shopping and sourcing of kosher and quality ingredients for you. It's also cost effective. Some of the recipes call for ingredients that are not common ingredients on your grocery list or in your pantry. So you no longer need to worry about purchasing a bottle of spice, which you use once or twice, and then throwing it out because it is expired. There's also no wastage. So although the portions are generous, you won't be left with waste and excess food. And yes, we've also taken into account a little bit extra for chefs tasting from the pot before it reaches the table. There's also no more wondering, which is my favorite, what's for dinner? Or realizing when the kids are nagging because they're hungry that it's 5 p.m. dinner time and there are no plans. Yep. So it's a holistic solution at dinner time with all the planning, grocery shopping, meal portioning and kashrut taken care of.
Fantastic. So now, what would we pay for something like this?
So meal kits ranges from 300 rand for a family of two. A family of four would be on average 450 rand. And a family of six, 600 rand.
Okay. And so now what can we expect next week?
We make it our business to bring you meals which are healthy and trendy. We're constantly looking at bringing innovative meals which are easy to make at home. We really do want to unleash the inner chef, even for those who don't believe they have it. Going forward, we look forward to partnering with well-known chefs. And without giving too much away, next week's meals and recipes are from our very own, the Kosher Butcher's wife. So watch this space as we promise to bring you warmth and comfort as we start heading into the cooler evenings. I thought they would have come already, but fortunately they haven't.
No.
So that's what's in store for next week.
Okay, so I'm actually looking forward to still brying.
Absolutely, we still can. Maybe a bra pack's a good idea.
I think a bra pack's a damn good idea. In fact, I think you should get some meat, some steaks, and prepare them, vacuum, spice them, and get them vacuum packed or whatever, and age them, and yeah, maybe do.
I think we have a meal kit for next week.
Listen, don't expect anything milchic from me, okay? We're just eating the meat. And I think nice, it's sort of, we're going into the comfort kind of weather now. So.
Absolutely.
You know, easy things like cottage pies and curries and things like that.
Home cooked stew.
I made a big, beautiful pot of curry and, I'm so excited. And I shouldn't have been holding it because, as you see, I'm still on a crutch from this hip replacement. And I dropped the whole thing.
I know.
Okay, cracked a towel. And bang went my curry. But anyway, now if I had you in mind, I would have phoned you and said, okay, get me a meal here quickly, get a meal. Anyway, it was wonderful having you with us. Thank you, Debbie. Is there anything else that we need today? Let's go over the your email address and your site, what it's called,
so
your website.
The email address is orders@timematters.com and www.timematters.co.za. Just thank you so much for having me on your show. It was a great pleasure to be here. And I really look forward to the launch of your new book. It's very exciting.
Thank you. We're very excited. It's all about South Africa now. All this beautiful South African food with a Jewish twist to it all. So, okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the listeners.
And thank you for joining me. And remember, it's the Eat and Meet that makes this show complete.